Mark Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Mark Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to our segment, our spiritual breakfast segment, and this is our hadith segment, hadith 219 of our chapter on oppression. وعن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, our mother of the Ummah, Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha, narrates that Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Innama ana basharun, I am human. I am a human being. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was made a human being, and there was great wisdom in this, because if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not a human being, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was an angel, then human beings would use the excuse and say that, look, we refuse to accept because, wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik, we refuse to accept because you are but an angel and we are human beings. Our natures are different. You angels don't need to relieve themselves, they don't need to eat, they can be constantly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas we have demands, we have different aspects to do daily activities, we need to go out and earn occupation, all of this has to take place. So there would have been that great gap, and human beings would then reject. But look at the non-Muslims, the kuffar, what would they say? And what did they say, in fact? They said that, how come the messenger is not an angel? How come the messenger is not an angel? This is the kind of difficulty that they placed on the shoulders of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was tolerant. Tolerant not in giving them a chance to overtake or giving them a chance to step over the deen of Islam. Tolerant and steadfast in going forward with this deen of Islam. That this deen of Islam must be the winner. And it will be the winner, inshallah. So, innama ana basharun, I am a human being. Wa innakum takhtasimuna ilayya. So people would come with the disputes. Of course, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had this great way of solving difficulties, difficult scenarios. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had that ability. Wa innakum takhtasimuna ilayya. You come to me with your disputes. Wa la'alla ba'dakum ayyakuna alhana bihujjatihi min ba'din. While some of you may be more eloquent than others in providing evidence. You speak to the lawyers, they will tell you that eloquence is a need. You need to convince the judge. And many a time it is that the lawyer has to fight the case. He's being paid in certain instances. They are paid that they need to lie to win the case. So the money is driving them to be that eloquent that they can be, because they now need to convince the judge. And when you study and you go into it, then you'll know, and a couple of lawyers, Muslim lawyers, they are doing work, good work in their own spheres in protecting the deen of Islam. But they will also admit that when you go down this road, then you are part of those who are going to be on that very ship which Satan will be on. Why? Because lying. Lying in the hadith, we did it in Babu Sidq, that lying leads to Jahannam. The end result is Jahannam. Lie, 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 and then truthfulness. And we must, why not at this juncture, share the benefits of truthfulness. It was a lawyer in one of the countries, and they said, this lawyer, well known, he said, you know, that look, I cannot carry on with this life. In our own country, in South Africa, how many lawyers, Muslim lawyers, were here to protect the deen of Islam, to protect the masajid? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant you iman at that time when it is so, you may be in that circumstance. And at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of something you did, or just, it's plainly, simply Allah's mercy. And Allah grants you realization. Iman kicks in. It overtakes you and it drives you to say that no, I can't. Even though it is the best of positions, you become the chief in that position. But your iman says, no, my iman is not that cheap. I'm walking away from this year. So there was this lawyer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided his heart. Allah guides whom he wills. That's why we have to constantly, continuously ask for guidance. We don't know when that day, that sad, dark day, when we are also thrown in that black hole without iman. Qal, so yeah, this, when we're speaking about this lawyer, he said, now my days of lying is over. I'm not going to lie anymore. And he said, I'm not going to take any case unless I'm certain that it is I'm fighting for the truth. Few months went by, nobody was coming forward. And every time he applied his rule, there was no real feedback, there was no real assistance, or there was no real need for it. And he couldn't find a case which was truthful. But he continued like this. His wife put pressure on him. She said, no man, just take on 1-2 cases so that we can survive now. He said, no, I'm sticking. When Allah grants you hidayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equips you with the necessary needs or the necessary equipment, iman, to withstand the difficulties that you are faced with, challenged with. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, thrown onto that hot burning sand, but ahad, ahad, ahad. They asked Bilal radiallahu anhu, why did you say that ahad, ahad all the time? What made you choose that? He said, because it is the very ahad, ahad, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that frustrated them. And they would then, he didn't say, okay, now let me just sell the deen or let me know. He wanted, although in certain circumstances, you are allowed to do certain things, but still he stuck on to the firm, pure, and saying, ahad, ahad. So this man, this lawyer said, I'm sticking to it. 1 year passes. Difficult times. And you know what happens? He gets a truthful case, and he goes and he fights for the truth. He goes, he just presents himself in the court. The judge looks at him and says, case closed, case over. This man has won. Everyone was astonished, surprised, shocked. We didn't even hear what the case was about. You just saw the face and you said, he said, this man here hasn't taken a case which included any lies or case which had to be presented for lies. And he stayed away from all such cases. Now he's come forth. He is taken a case of truthfulness. As long as I see his face, that case is a truthful case. And he wins the case. After that, now look how Allah's system works also. You speak about sustenance. So you went through that difficulty. You're going to experience difficulty. But when ease comes, then it comes with barakah, with blessings, Allah's pleasure. Then you enjoy your sustenance because it's pure, it's wholesome. Every single time after that, when they saw his face, he became a person who everyone wanted to use because he was known for his truthfulness. All of a sudden, can you see? The total switch over. So when you will be truthful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you sustenance, wholesome, beautiful, and filled with blessings. However, certain lawyers have said that this occupation here is totally, lawyers themselves, we've heard it themselves saying it, that this occupation is, you, according to them, you cannot even take on such an occupation. Allah knows best. That you can inquire from them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that some of you may be more eloquent than others in providing your evidence. فَأَقْضِيَ لَهُ بِنَحْوِ مَا أَسْمَعُ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I then pass judgment in his favor based on what I hear. فَمَنْ قَضَيْتُ لَهُ بِحَقِّ أَخِيهِ فَإِنَّمَا أَقْتَهُ لَهُ قِطْعَةً مِّنَ النَّارِ. So if I pass a judgment in favor of a person, whereas that right belonged to his Muslim brother, then I've cut out a portion of the hellfire for him. Can you see the consequences? That you may have presented yourself all eloquent, but afterwards that oppression, you oppress that brother for that need, for that piece of land, for that possession, whatever it may be. On the day of Qiyamah is the day of justice. You will be taken to task. We move to Hadith 220. وَعَنْ إِبْنِ أُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنُهُمَا قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَيَزَالَ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي فُسْحَةٍ مِّن دِينِهِ مَا لَمْ يُصِبْ دَمًا حَرَامًا. Zaid Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believer will continue experiencing comfort in his religion as long as he does not shed unlawful blood. Again, oppression is being stressed. We come to the last hadith of this chapter. Hadith 221. وأن خولة بنت عامر الأنصارية رضي الله عنها وهي امرأة حمزة رضي الله عنها رضي الله عنه for حمزة رضي الله عنه and وعنها for خولة بنت عامر الأنصارية رضي الله عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Zat خولة رضي الله عنها narrates that I heard Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, يقول إن رجالا يتخوضون في مال الله بغير حق. Those who act wrongly in acquiring the wealth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is they? Where are they going to be on the day of Qiyamah? فَلَهُمُ النَّارُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. They will find themselves in hellfire on the day of Qiyamah. This is a narration of Bukhari. Inshallah, next we will go to our chapter number 27. And that is the chapter on honoring the sanctity of Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. The chapter that we just done is perhaps the most important chapter in our lives. That in this pathway of going towards success, do not oppress anybody. Do not oppress anybody. And more so, we think that oppression is only for those people who are outside our homes. Within our homes, we can act like how we want. Remember, those under us, those close to us, they have rights upon us. And we have to make sure. How do we stay away from oppression? Is to find out what are the rights of every person that is in my surroundings. When I know the rights of my neighbor, I know the rights of my wife, I know the rights of my children, I know the rights of my parents, I know the rights of my employees, my employers, all of this at one glance, then I will be heading towards success. The rights of my domestic, the rights of my colleagues, my employee, my workers with me, all of this, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me and all of us from oppressing anyone, even in the slightest bit. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.